You've just heard about the federal law designed to protect coal mining communities. That law passed in 1977, but many of Appalachia's coal mines were dug before the law was passed, which means there are thousands of problem mines throughout the region that are not subject to that law's protections. These are called pre-law mines, and they come with a bevy of problems. They fill up with water and cause landslides. They catch fire. To get a sense of these problems up close, I got a tour with some veteran mine inspectors whose job is to clean up these decades-old mine problems.
Well, you just want to do that, go Ed Noble first then, Wally?
My driver for the day is Jim Holliday. Holliday is a bluegrass fan, and he wears a handlebar mustache. Today, he's in his Federal Office of Surface Mines uniform. He used to work on strip mines, but for decades, he's been an inspector. We're driving along Highway 80 in Perry County, in the heart of eastern Kentucky coal country. We turn off the road into a hollow.
They mined everything they could get in these hollows.
We get out of the SUV and walk toward a house that hugs a steep hillside. The driveway we park on is brand new. Holliday's partner for the day is Wally Barger.
Natural ground was here this close to the house, and it sloped down the mountain.
Barger is a mine inspector with the Kentucky Department of Natural Resources. He's standing next to a house with gray siding. We're here to look at one of the most common issues posed by these old mines.
Too much groundwater from the coal mines, from the mining back in the 1940s and 50s, and there's like three coal seams here, the Hazard 5, the Hazard 7, and the Hazard 8, and they all had water in them, in the voids that left by the mining.
And that water caused the hillside we're standing on to move. That pushed the ground from underneath a house that we're standing next to. The house's owner comes out to greet us.
The house started falling. The basement, part of it dropped down under it.
Ed Noble grew up nearby. He remembers watching miners digging coal out of the hillside above us when he was a kid. He's owned this house for 20 years. In late 2013, the house began breaking apart.
Well, it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. Water come out on the floor, and it was slipping. The whole foundation was falling out under it. It just dropped it down about 4 foot.
The state came in and dug straight down to bedrock. It reinforced the foundation and saved Ed Noble's house.
Ah, buddy, it's scary, son. It is scary.
Barger says there was a moment in the project when he thought the house would have to be demolished.
Yes, I thought we had lost it, and you know, we were able to get it crealed back up and get it stabilized. So we spent $500,000 or so to save this house.
The state of Kentucky got that money from a special tax on coal that goes specifically to abandoned mines built before 1977. But that source of funding might not last forever. For starters, there's less coal being mined these days, so there's less money in the fund. And in 2021, unless Congress renews it, the money is scheduled to run out.
We'll never run out of reclamation jobs, but we will run out of money because our money's going to start dwindling. And then in 2021, it goes to a halt because we don't have any future funds, any tax against the coal company or fees, however you want to say it. It's not going to be there anymore. So.
We get back in Holliday's SUV, and we make our way to the top of a hill. It's steep and covered with waste coal. Basically, it looks like a huge pile of charcoal was dumped on the hillside. Jim Holliday leads me to a part of the hillside where blue smoke is wafting off the ground.
When you see steam and smoke, that doesn't mean the only place that it's burning, that it is burning. And stuff can be burning underneath. It can be burned out underneath. And you just be crusted over. You can step on it, so I wouldn't venture around too much on it.
This is a coal refuse fire. The state of Kentucky is trying to put the fire out. Basically, all the old coal on the ground is burning. There is a smell to this fire, and it's awful.
Just a stench. That smell is so...
Oh, we were just talking. That smells a whole lot better than it was this summer. I don't know what the difference is. Something in
it was worse.
The mine here was built in the 1920s. The coal left on the hillside is waste coal. Basically, it wasn't pure enough to sell at the time that it was mined. So miners just left it on the ground.
you will find rocks and burning materials in there at 350, 400 degrees. You have to kind of isolate them and mix them in with some dirt and other materials and haul it somewhere that you can mix with more dirt. We use water to cool it down and try to control it enough that the operators can work safely.
So many hillsides in eastern Kentucky are like this one, covered by pieces of coal left by miners long gone, that these fires will just keep igniting for years to come. Sometimes it's forest fires that start them, and they can burn for years.
And hopefully, in 30 more years from now, they're still putting them out. If, you know, if the funds are there.
They'll still be burning in 30 years, you think?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of years. There's too many of them. Too many of these old refuse piles around.
Holiday and Barger get back in the truck. They say they'll keep coming back to do this work, policing landslides, putting out fires, as long as the money keeps coming in to pay for it.